Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that music, you know who's in the house. On Monday mornings every week, it's my pleasure to host Ballinger Publishing and the owner and publisher, Malcolm Ballinger. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you.
Good.
What a beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh. It feels cool. I thought it was supposed to be mercilessly hot today, but right now, it was kind of cool this morning.
Well, I think it's a little bit like yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The cloud cover really kept it down.
Yes. Makes it much better. Did you play a little golf yesterday?
Yes, I did. I got about 14 holes in before the clouds cleared.
Okay.
And the sun,
I could imagine be hot on the golf course. Oh. Oof. I can't even imagine.
I just never thought it could get that hot.
Oh, yeah. You don't realize it when you're sitting in your air-conditioned home.
Yeah.
And then I stepped out to go to the grocery store, and I went, whoa. It was like walking into a sauna yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. But it looks like it's going to be like that all week this week. We're going to be in the 90s. Not a lot of rain chances, just that typical, we're going to that summer pattern when we have those possibly little pop-up showers in the afternoon. I think there's one day they're talking 50%, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, as I remember, always in the past, those pop-up showers in the afternoon sort of took the temperature down.
Yeah, cools things off a little.
Relieved a little bit for the day.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's good for the plants, good for the gardens and all that good stuff. So I kind of like that pattern. But it's funny because so many people think, I used to grow up in Atlanta, and so July was typically the hottest month. And really by end of August or so, things would start to cool down. Au contraire, not the case here. I was much to my surprise when I moved down to this area. And if you're just moving in here to Pensacola, I'll give you a heads up. August is probably our hottest month. It gets very hot here in August, wouldn't you say?
August and early September.
Mm-hmm. Which is why, don't tell anybody, this is our secret, but when everybody goes back to school in the end of August and in the beginning of September, and the tourists tend to start staying home because everybody's back to their regular work schedules, September, October, November are fantastic beach months here. It's considered to be the quote-unquote shoulder season, but having worked on the beach myself, I know that the weather sometimes in September and October where it's cool and sunny and 70, 80 degrees, beautiful.
Don't you think, though, the shoulder season kind of is no more? There's so much happening.
No question.
12 months a year.
Yeah, it's an old habit to call it that, it's actually kind of non-existent. But I still think it is a little lighter in the fall in terms of beach attendees and things, people coming specifically for the beach. But there's a lot of stuff going on, the Gulf Coast Arts Festival and lots of events.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was thinking of beachgoers, I guess.
Yeah, I think we were talking last week about how many out-of-town people come for the Blue Angels.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All from especially from the Southeast, the drive, we call those our drive tourists, our drive-by tourists that are coming from Dallas and Atlanta and places that are 5-6 hours away.
Yeah.
It's a great trip. One-day trip. You can take the family. It's not bad. But then we have the Canadians, who we love, who will start coming on down. We hope they'll come down this year, and we always have our Canadian, or we call it our snowbirds that come in December,
and
January.
And from Ohio, too.
Well, true. Anybody north of Mason-Dixon line where it gets cold.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I remember from childhood in England that I don't remember it hitting 80 degrees.
Really? It doesn't get that hot in England? Although they were just saying they had a big heat wave they closed the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Well, that has changed now. They're getting 80, 90 degrees. And as you know, in Europe, there's no air conditioning, or very little anyway.
That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I think I told a story once. I went back to England as part of an organized trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in London first, and then I took a few days to go see my family. Well, they booked the hotel, and it was I think it was a Mayfair hotel. And so we booked in and got upstairs, and the room was like 80 degrees, it felt like. There was no air conditioning.
Yeah, that's not good.
And so Glenn said, I can't sleep, we can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I went downstairs, and I said, look, there's no air conditioning in our room. She said, well, there isn't in that tower. And I said, well, we really need air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, we thought you were American.
Oh.
You were British, excuse me. Not American. And I said, well, we live in the US, mm-hmm. but we are English. Yes, that's true. But like all Americans, we like air conditioning.
We are spoiled now.
Spoiled now. And so they said, okay, we'll move you into the one.
That's funny. That's really interesting. Wow. Well, there is some news, too, that's unfortunate, as I kind of caught part of the news last night, of the fires that are coming through France and Spain right now. I've never in my life really ever heard of that where they're threatening major cities now, Barcelona, Madrid.
Yeah, the wine-growing district.
Yeah. So the Bordeaux Spain, district, I believe.
Portugal. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised by that.
There's no doubt the climate is changing. Mm-hmm. Some people say it's a natural evolution. Others say...
I don't know. In my whole lifetime, I haven't seen this before. Not in Europe. It's been very different. So that's been something. Plus the Canadian fires that brought us all that. All the pollution this past week in the northern part of the country. That was something, too.
But it does highlight we need to be very careful when we're anywhere close to dry...
Oh, absolutely.
...shrubbery or trees. Just don't light campfires. Don't smoke.
Right.
Just don't...
And if you smoke, don't throw your cigarette out the window. Believe it or not, that is a cause of a lot of those brush fires you see along the highways and things like that. So don't do that. Don't do that. All right. So we've got a lot of good things that happened over the weekend. I had the opportunity, Malcolm, to see a wonderful show. We had the cast and the writer, Emily Assimilian, was on for Penn Arts and their new show. It was a world premiere of When the Two of Us Meet. And I got a chance to see the show Saturday night. They had a talk back with the author and her father, talking about the story of the show and how it was written. And it was wonderful. It was just such a wonderful experience. So I just kind of wanted to do a shout out this Monday morning to everybody at Penn Arts, particularly Christine Kellogg, who's their artistic director and founder, brought some folks in from actors in from all over to do it, plus our local actors. And it was the story of the Albanian, Armenian genocide in 1915.
Yes.
And this was a story of hope, of how her family had survived. And it was very powerful, very powerful.
I think I read somewhere that up to 2 million Armenians were slaughtered essentially by the Turkish.
It was the Ottoman Empire.
Yes.
Millions and millions of people were just brutally killed. It was a genocide. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And a lot of those folks did escape to the United States. Others went to Cuba. So it was an interesting story, but what I liked about it was a story of hope and of how the Armenian people, even though the Ottomans tried to wipe them out completely, they survived and they're thriving. And so the end of the show was about, we're here and we're not going anywhere. And it was beautiful because a lot of people don't realize that Armenians are also Christian. And so I did not know that until I saw this show. And so it was interesting. It was a really, I hope that it goes further than just here. I think there could be one of those things you might just see on Broadway in a couple of years.
It's actually a fascinating time in history if you're a history buff and want to spend a few hours reading. But the whole breakup of the Ottoman Empire, how it formed Persia and Iraq and
I honestly confess I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating because the French and the British are involved. It's they say history repeats itself.
Oh, dear. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. But if you get a chance, check out what they're doing at Penn Arts. I have to say it's exciting when you can have theaters here bringing brand new material, brand new works. That's really a unique experience. So congratulations to Emily, the playwright, to everybody that was involved, as it was really, really a worthwhile experience, I think, for everybody there. Okay, this is Pep Talk. If you got a question for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, just text it on in at 850-437.
Well, we haven't said anything controversial yet.
I don't think so, but we could try. We'll think of something during break. We'll be back. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hard to believe today is July 27th. We're wrapping up the month this week. Ooh, I don't know where this year has gone, Malcolm, but we are here with Pep Talk, our expert panel. So if you've got a question for Malcolm, Malcolm is one of those people that's so involved in our community. He contributes so much. So if you have a thought about an event that you've heard about or something that you'd love his opinion about, he is not short of opinions. We know that if you've been listening to the show. I say that with loving affection. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So what's happening in your world right now? And I know you play golf on Sundays. So you had a good golf day.
We've been very, very busy at the office. Got the Parade of Homes.
That's right.
To the printers.
Yes, Christina Leavenworth was talking about that this past week.
Yeah,
with Leavenworth Realty, they were talking about getting ready for that and how exciting it is.
Our biggest Pensacola magazine of the year.
When does that come out?
Well, we're hoping to have it a week from today, actually.
Oh gosh, okay.
I don't think I'll have copies for the show, but they'll be available sometime that day.
I think the show starts on the 6th, correct? August 6th?
I think it's the 10th.
10th. So not this weekend, but I think the next weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, of course, they have pre-party, and they need to be distributed. So they'll be available at every Parade of Homes.
Excellent.
Home.
And it's really fun because they have these beautiful homes that you can take a tour of. It doesn't cost anything. But what I like about it is I like to see what the new trends are. You start to see the newer homes. You see the new kitchens and the flooring and all the different things that people are doing. It's really fun. It's a fun way to spend an afternoon.
I think you're exactly right. You never know what's in the future. You may want to move home. You may want to remodel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good to get these ideas. I mean, many of you say, well, that's not for me.
Right.
But there may be just one or two that...
You never know.
Yeah, that works.
Well, there was a time that everything was all carpeting, and now we have vinyl plank flooring.
I think that was the greatest trend in modern homes.
Really?
To get rid of carpet.
Oh, get rid of it. I thought you were going to say you missed the carpet.
No, not one bit. You're always vacuuming the darn things.
Yeah.
And they wear out and it show tracks.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, as I say, the best trend in new homes.
Mm-hmm. The vinyl plank flooring and the tile flooring.
Yeah, or wood, mm-hmm. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Terrazzo tile, whatever.
Yeah, that's good. So you can check all that out during the Parade of Homes, but you'll have and so your addition features those homes, is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And it shows floor plans of all kinds of homes that builders will, and pictures too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So really, no matter what your price range is, there's something there for you.
Okay, that sounds great. So where do we pick up those when those come out? Where can we find them?
Well, just about everywhere.
Okay.
So, but a good place always to go is Joe Paddy's and Richie's East.
Okay, those two?
I try to keep those two myself in stock with magazines, and it can be a little bit difficult. In fact, on Friday, I went to Joe Paddy's and Richie's East, and they were out completely of the...
I'm not surprised.
The pet issue.
Because it was so popular.
Yes.
And it's got the cutest picture of Mushi on the front. The little white kitten.
They say you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Uh-uh.
But you do, obviously.
This is
little fluffy cat.
And still on newsstands. And you can also pick them up at the visitor centers. I know you keep them in stock out at the... if you live out on Pensacola Beach, you're planning to go out there for one day this week with this beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. Stop by the visitor center, and they've got copies there, too.
Yeah,
so
and
check
lots
it out.
Of
them. And online.
Oh, of course, you can always go to BallingerPublishing.com and read all of our publications.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So some other things happening this weekend. I know that The Little Mermaid opened at the Pensacola Little Theater. I heard that was a really good production.
Yes, I delivered the playbill.
Ah, that's right. You do the playbills.
Yes.
I forgot about that. How fun.
Just in time on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Squeaking in right before the curtain went up, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a great show. And it's for the whole family, really. It's one of those shows. It's not just for kids, but it's got adult themes, too.
Mm.
So it's a great show for everybody. And I think it's going on for, what, another weekend or two? Two more weekends,
probably? At least one more weekend.
At least one more. We'll get some folks from PLT on here to talk about it.
Mm.
Try to do that this week. So that's exciting. What else is happening? You got anything on your calendar coming up?
Really, just we're starting to sort of gear up for the fall. Once we get past Parade of Homes, then of course you get one sort of out of the door, and then there's another one.
Well,
there's
that
no
is
rest.
The yeah, that is the journalism world. It's one after the other.
Yeah, and so Kelly's busy on those publications. But, of course, as we get into the fall, we do the symphony program, extra excuse me, those kinds of things, which keeps us busy also. So
okay, good.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to
Go ahead.
The new season of the symphony, which is always.
And when does that kick off? In September or August?
October.
October, okay. So we can get tickets now, get the
usually
season
the first
tickets
week.
Now, right?
Yes. Yeah. And of course, don't forget the opera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll be talking a lot more about that as we get into the season, for sure. We just got a text in from Jack, who's one of our regular listeners, and he says that The Little Mermaid is, in big capital letters, amazing, and exclamation points, and says that Sebastian the Crab stole the show, which is awesome. So then we had another listener that apparently knows you really well, and this is a little off topic, says, so how many days a week does Malcolm shop at Rishi's East? So, I'm guessing that's someone that knows you well, Malcolm. Yeah. We'll be back right after the break on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. He's here every Monday at this time, and we usually have quite a bit of fun. But I appreciate the fact that one of our listeners texted in right before the break. So how many days a week does Malcolm shop at Rishi's East? We didn't quite get an answer to that, sir.
What do we say? I plead the fifth. Is that what they say?
You mean the fifth of vodka or fifth of what's your choice of fifth, buddy? Good choice of words there.
I must admit that
you set me up. That was perfect.
Yes, the days are gone. Unfortunately, where I can drink.
Yes,
so I do enjoy a glass of wine.
Okay,
red wine.
Okay,
and so. Not frequently, but often go.
Are you stuttering a little there? No one's judging.
Oh,
no,
I just realized that I have not given a downtown update.
Oh, okay. Let's get that downtown update in.
I went by the post office again.
And?
No activity.
What do you think now?
I don't know. Well, several little birdies have told me that there's problems with the floor.
Right. You mentioned that.
But I don't know exactly what. But the end result is that the post office is pretty much finished, except for the floor. And I think there's some P.O. boxes to be installed, but not too far away. And I don't understand why quickly and opened. And
well, I think you need to talk to somebody about that.
Yeah.
Is there someone at the post office you could talk to locally?
Well, I guess you could talk to the postmaster. But it's probably beyond his or her, I think it's her control.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we will voice it here every week until we come resolve and have some kind of resolution for this.
Because maybe somebody important at the post office is listening. You never know.
Well, I'm upset about the fact that the price of stamps is going up dramatically.
Yeah.
To 82 cents.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. 82 cents.
Yes.
That's just wild to me.
Yeah.
I think when I first started, I remember postcards you could send for a nickel, for 5 cents, if I remember correctly.
I don't know that I'm that old to remember.
Stop it. Yes, you are. Oh, if you're going to go that, if you're going down that road,
no,
just
let
Monday
me revise
morning, buddy.
It and say
yeah,
was,
you better.
I was not in the country then.
Thank you very much. I wasn't that old, but when I was a little girl, I would send postcards, okay?
Let's clarify that. Well, gas was 25 cents a gallon in those days.
No, not that low. I don't know. See, I wasn't buying gas at those days.
I remember when I first came to this country in 1977, it was 25 cents a gallon.
Really? In 77?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting.
That changed very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that
was sort of the last of the heydays. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Malcolm is kind enough to stick around with us for the next half hour on this Monday morning. If you got a question for him or something about Ballinger Publishing or maybe something you want to know about the Pensacola community, he's an expert. 850-437-1620.
As you say, I have an opinion on just about everything.
That is true. This is Pep Talk. Local. Is it really? Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. For about a year, I've been wanting to do that. Just go, Monday, it's so good to me. Is it? Is it really? It is if Malcolm Ballinger agrees to stick around for an extra half hour. So thank you, Malcolm. It's a better Monday already.
I do love that song.
I know
you
do.
It sort of gets you toe-tapping and... Even though the world's falling in on you.
Right.
Things don't feel so bad.
Once I can get to work on Monday morning, you always have that little bit of a whole full week ahead of you. But once I get there, I'm usually fine.
Yeah.
But it's that.
Just to get back into the
swing of things.
Yes,
exactly. Things. Exactly. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger here is here. If you don't know Malcolm, you are missing out because he is one of my favorite people and does so much in our community, ever present on so many boards and has made such a big difference since his time here. And if you have a question for him, maybe about the community, maybe about downtown, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. So thank you for sticking around. And downtown, let's talk about downtown.
Yeah, I've noticed that in conversation with people who are visiting downtown, lots of people still don't realize that the city parking spaces are free.
Oh, that's
until sometime in October. I forget the date exactly, but you've got at least a couple of more months. And the street parking, again, is now free. So you can park just about anywhere in the downtown. Good reason to go downtown right now, I guess, is where,
okay,
where I'm leading
to.
I like that. Because you can park free and walk. One of the great things about our downtown is that it's so compact. And you can walk just about any establishment, which I did on Friday. At the wine bar.
Nice.
As part of her ongoing birthday celebrations,
which
are lasting forever.
Happy birthday, Carrie. Happy birthday.
But I'm happy to report that Palafox Street was very, very busy. It's really come back with a bang. I think people have really come to appreciate the upgrade of the street. And we're almost there. Romano is still blocked off.
Right.
And so is Intendencia. But government is open. And is it Zaragoza? I always forget the bottom one.
You should see Malcolm. He's laying out the street plan with his hands in the air. And I know our listeners can't see that, but... But it was very, you've got it right. And it's wonderful because it has such a, I don't know how to describe it, a hometown feel, but modern at the same time.
Yes.
But also you still get a sense that this is an older community.
Yes, yes. They say at the heart of every great city is a great downtown.
That's true.
And I think that Pensacola over the last 20, 25 years has done a wonderful job of bringing the downtown back.
Gosh, we've talked about this before. Yes. When I moved here, I believe it was in 2002, somewhere in there, and there was no downtown. There literally was no downtown.
Yes,
I mean, I think
exactly.
There was just a couple of shops maybe that were open, but it was awful. I mean, I wouldn't go downtown if I couldn't. I didn't have to.
Yes.
So here's the dramatic changes. And I love going to downtown today.
And so many people have contributed to that. I must say I get a, I've played a very insignificant part in it, but I still get a great deal of pride when I look at our downtown and realize where we've come from. It could so easily have gone the other way.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of very important people have made big time contributions to get that started. So of course, right off the top of my head, Quinn Studer and what he did with the Carmen's and Bodacious Brew and Olive, and that kind of kicked off the energy, I think. And then with the Maritime Park and Blue Wahoos, and it kind of cascaded upward from there.
Well, I think he was really pivotal in this respect, that it used to be when you drove down Bayfront and reached the traffic lights at Palafox Street. Essentially,
there wasn't much.
That was your first view of downtown. Oh my lord, let's keep going. And with the transformation of Bodacious on the corner there, it's now inviting. You think, well, this is really a vibrant downtown. So I'll make a right turn and go up Palafox Street.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, someone just texted in, and I have to say I have to agree with this totally. I'm a big fan. They said, are you associated with the Sanger Theater? And I am personally a big fan of the Sanger Theater. I've seen many different types of shows there, from children's chorus to plays and concerts and comedians. And, I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful venue that's been here for many, many years. But this weekend they had a special thing, and so what they said, are you associated with the Sanger Theater? We went Sunday to see Jaws. The atmosphere was wonderful, friendly, and helpful. Employees, lots of laughing and clapping. Great Sunday afternoon, because everybody knows that movie, so yes. I'm sure that was a blast. And they're doing a movie series for this summer.
Yes, I'm actually a media sponsor of that series. Yeah.
And then I got another one that says, downtown is beautiful. This is from Nancy. She says, I got totally turned around. Strangely enough, my GPS took me into Pay parking lot. That wasn't the worst part. I couldn't find where I was supposed to be. I didn't recognize anything. It's beautiful, though. Love, Pensacola, and Malcolm! !
Well, great.
So
thank
there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's Anger's great. I mean, there's so many different things downtown. We have so many. We could just do a whole show on the arts organizations.
Well, as you know, I'm very interested in vaudeville.
And
of course it was originally Vaudeville House. Mm-hmm. So I find it fascinating.
Mm-hmm. The Sanger Theater was originally the Vaudeville House?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
1923.
Wow, that's interesting.
It was getting towards the end of the Vaudeville era.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to become, I believe it was a movie house, Vaudeville House.
They had the organ, right?
Yes.
For that, yeah.
Oh, that beautiful organ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a standard for a lot of those old theaters. They have a couple of those in New York City still.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Because in 1923, there was silent movies.
Right, so the organ played the background.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which is so cool.
And it's so great that we have preserved that theater. The decor, I just find it beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that era in the U.S. was just a...
Art Deco.
Yeah.
Even a little bit before.
Yeah. Silent movies and first talking movies. Mm-hmm. Vaudeville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Sanger Theater, there were 8 theaters across the South, and of course the acts would go from one to the other.
Sure.
Just a fascinating time in history.
Mm-hmm. A simpler time.
Oh, yes.
A much simpler time.
Much simpler time.
And I'm starting to sound like my mother now. Because she lived with me the final years of her life, and she said, I don't like all this cell phone and blah, blah. She would complain about the simpler days. Now I find myself doing the exact same thing. It's so true, though.
Yes.
A simpler time.
Yeah. You mentioned the film series.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it goes through... goes through August, I believe.
I will check it out. I will check in with our research.
It's in Downtown Crowd.
I will check it out in with our research department here. We'll look it up in Downtown Crowd while we're on the break. We're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger. We appreciate your text coming in this morning, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. Happy Monday morning to you. I hope you're getting your day started right. And I'm hoping that between Malcolm and I, at least for a little while, we can make you smile just a little bit as you're headed into your work or whatever you have to get done today on Monday. So you were saying you had something else you wanted to mention about downtown.
After we ate, I drove down Palafox Street, and ahead of us was this huge gantry.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, that big yellow thing in the water.
And then behind it is a couple of sort of floating towers with lights all on.
Everybody's been asking about that.
Yeah. And so we drove around Plaza de Luna and parked and looked up. I don't know how that thing floats.
I mean, it's huge.
I don't know how tall that thing is, a couple of hundred feet at least.
At least. If you haven't seen it, you can't miss it. Just look out across the bridge, across the water.
But after you've eaten, or before you eat, just take a trip down there. If you have the kids with you, they'll find it fascinating.
Yeah.
It's, overused word, awesome.
Yes.
It is awesome.
Well, it's all part of the port of Pensacola, which is making big positive changes, and we'll probably be seeing more and more bigger ships and a lot more activity there.
If anybody listening knows what the function is, I assume it's something to do with oil out in the Gulf.
Oh, I have to check with my friend Matt. He's one of the port, but he was in my leadership class and works with the port. Would probably have the answer for us. I saw it on Facebook, and it has a name with a number. I can't think of what it, I can't remember at this moment. However, what I do have for you, we were talking before the break about the Sanger Theater's summer movie lineup.
Yes.
So I just thought I'd get that to you. The movies are at 7:30, and they take place on Sundays or Saturday afternoons. And the next one is E.T., the extraterrestrial, one of my I haven't seen that in forever. And that was from 1982, if you can believe that. I know, it's just wild. So they're going to show that August 1st at 2, Jurassic Park, which is 1993 is when that movie came out. So these are considered old movies now, Malcolm. Isn't that wild?
And it only seems like yesterday.
I know. So that's going to be shown on August 9th. Catch Me If You Can, the newer version, which is 2002. That'll be on August 16th. And then Lincoln, which came out in 2012, which will be on August 23rd. $7 a ticket. That's pretty good.
Can't beat the price.
Can't beat the price. So they have, you can get the tickets at AXS or at the Sanger Theater box office. So I just thought I'd mention that since we were talking about that. We got the research department on the job, always. Let's get that to you. But yeah, we'll find out. I'll have to find out about that. It was some people on Facebook had commented about it.
Yeah.
And it's lit up at night, too.
Yeah, actually, last Monday, we drove back from the beach around 9 o'clock, and that was when I first saw it. It was lit up. I mean, it dominated the skyline.
It's huge.
Yes.
You can't miss it, put it that way.
Yes.
So we'll have to get somebody on there to tell us what exactly the function of that thing is.
Yeah. As I said, I think it's something to do with oil out in the Gulf, but
I don't
who knows?
I don't know. Good question. If a listener happens to know, you can text the information into us at 850-437-1620. You could be part of our research department. There's no fees or dues to be in that department. But anyway, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger. And Ballinger Publishing, what are all the different magazines you do? I think people don't realize you just did the programs for The Little Mermaid at Pensacola Little Theater.
And we do the playbill for the ballet also.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And the symphony and the opera. And we have a pretty large custom publishing side, which does fishing rodeo programs and just mail postcards, just really anything.
So if somebody wanted to ask you, so they don't have to come to you necessarily to publish a magazine, but if you've got something else going on,
if you want
publish
to
smaller publications.
Yeah, flyer. Mm-hmm. Mail out. We do all of that, and apart from obviously the magazine side, which of course we have Pensacola Magazine, Business Climate, Downtown Crowd, Coming of Age, and also a legal publication called The Summation Weekly.
That I don't know about that one.
Where we publish legal notices weekly, and also. As I said, the custom publishing side, where we do a monthly magazine for the Home Builders Association called Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a lot.
Yeah.
You say that like that's not there. That's a lot of publications that you're doing.
Yes.
That's great. Well, we appreciate that. And if you are looking for something to do this week, there's going to be, it was the kind of the end of the month, so it's interesting. I feel like there's a little bit of a lull, just a little bit, but not much. But
well, I'm kind of lost without my new Downtown Crowd, which will be here very soon.
Yeah, when does that come out? Because we've got the July issue in front of you.
Yeah, that comes out the first of the month.
Okay.
Which will be next week.
Well, yeah, it's this week.
Oh, it is?
Well, we have August, it's July 30th and the 31st, and then this weekend, I believe Saturday's August 1st. Yeah, sneaking up on us.
Boy.
I know. That's what I say. Boy, how did that happen? Well, we've got some things coming up at Bands on the Beach. If you've never been, this is something that continues through the summer out on Pensacola Beach. And if you're looking for something fun to do, I'm going to check up right now to see who the band is. It's at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. All you have to do is go out to Casino Beach. It's right there by the beach ball. Get out there a little bit early and get yourself a spot. Bring a cooler with you or bring some chairs and beach towels, and then you can see usually great music and a great variety of music. There's constantly different kinds of bands and different kinds of music each week, which is kind of neat, from country to jazz to rock to some classic tribute bands. Tomorrow night, it's from 7 to 9, and they're going to have Vinyl Revival. That's the name of the band. This is a 6-piece band covering the classics hits from the 70s through the 90s. There you go. That you could wish you was someone would play. It's from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, Journey, Doobie Brothers, The B-52s. There you go. Some great music. That'll be tomorrow night from 7 to 9. And guess what? It's free. So if you're looking for, you get out at the beach all day tomorrow and you get a little sunburn, go get a little something to eat, then come on out and enjoy the cool weather and a sunset. There's usually a nice breeze that time of night and enjoy bands on the beach. There's always something to do in Pensacola.
I also want to give a little mention to, I don't know if you've heard of the new restaurant in town.
Oh, Zam. Zam, yeah. Zam. I saw a lot of stuff on Facebook about that. Australia? Is that what I read? The owner's from Australia?
I went to, they had a sort of a grand opening. And the
So you went to that? Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
The founder from Australia was there and spoke. It's really fascinating because this is, apparently they're very big in Australia.
Right.
But this is their very first restaurant in the United States.
That's right, premiering in Pensacola.
And they chose Pensacola.
Isn't that neat?
Because we're not, I know they generally choose towns where there's sort of more of a cross-section, what's the word I'm looking for? More typical American. Mm-hmm. More typical America. Pensacola's not always considered typical America for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But they said to be.
Well, I know why I wanted to be here.
Why?
The beach. Come on, let's get real.
Yeah.
I mean, they're Australians. Right? They're surrounded by water. I would think they would want to be somewhere on a beach like us. Okay. I mean, we got beautiful beaches, and that would be the main attraction if I was Australian, probably, you know?
It was packed, but I still was able to taste some of the delights that they have.
And oh, good. Well, so do you recommend it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a little different, fun.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But the great thing is that they give a portion of the proceeds to feed homeless and feed the hungry.
That's amazing. And I think it was 100,000 homeless people they fed already, I think, just because of the people that have come out. So pretty amazing.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk. If you've got a question or comment, text it on in. 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after the break. Happy Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Experts Panel. We've got a text in from Catherine Markham, and she says, Bruce Beach is a great addition to downtown. Very nicely landscaped with native plants. And I have not been there yet.
You know, I think we've never mentioned that before.
Yeah.
And that's bad on us.
Yes, it is.
Because it is a beautiful area downtown on the waterfront.
Where is it located?
It's next to the ballpark. It is west of the ballpark.
Okay. And they recently redeveloped it, correct?
Yes, so it's been recently
done. And I mean, I know I've seen some of the things, some pictures of it, but I have not gotten down there myself.
Catherine said natural grasses.
Yeah, native plants.
It's a place where you can park easily and go
relax, a little picnic,
take the kids and
watch the sunset.
Yeah,
best venue to watch the sunset for sure.
I think that's one of the things that we've done so well in Pensacola is the waterfront has so many different uses, and so much of it is open to the public.
That's true,
which is really, I think, important.
I think the city of Pensacola has made an effort to keep that way too.
Yes.
We're not just, there's some places in this coastline that's been just inundated with condos. And
obviously the ballpark and the amphitheater.
But even the ballpark's open, you can see the water.
Yeah.
You know, it's set up so you can see the water, the amphitheater's on the water.
Yeah.
So, all right, sir, thank you for hanging out with me this Monday morning.
My pleasure. It's
time just flies with Malcolm.
As they say, stay cool.
Stay cool. All right. This has been Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk. We will be back right after the news. Thank you, Malcolm.